Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
Oh, that's right, JP. The entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. Absolutely love it. For limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Go over there. Mention me. Ask for Mike. They'll take care of you. Promise. Couple interesting stories here. This is just crazy. So I'm not familiar with the K-pop world at all.
Nor am I.
And I don't think you guys are either.
Not really, no.
But there's this woman who's getting some attention now. That her name is Hyuna. Hyuna.
Okay.
She's a K-pop veteran who was just 15 when she debuted on the music scene. She had to keep her weight down, right, to be a K-pop star.
All right.
She said to keep her weight down to 88 pounds when she was 15.
Well, that's crazy. 88
pounds. 88 pounds.
Okay.
She survived on a single piece of sushi every day.
One piece of sushi.
That's what she ate.
Like, did it at least have the rice underneath? Like,
I don't
know.
Nigiri sushi?
She says she actually got so, like, sort of ill from it that she would go so long without eating, and she was so hungry. She was fainting. She had fainting spells. She once fainted like 12 times in a month.
The last time I did sushi, I think it was my two sons out to lunch for sushi like 2 weeks ago. I had 9 pieces of sashimi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think 6 rolls.
Right.
Miso six soup. Piece.
Yeah.
And I think we ordered
you crushed it.
We ordered like an appetizer, and I had maybe like a dumpling or two.
It was about $400.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Did you have some beers? Glass of wine?
No. We're not slamming beers in the afternoon. Oh. But it was probably for 3 people with tips, probably close to $100.
Oh, at least $100, I would think.
But I mean,
Strip Plaza sushi.
I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty
I'm
solid.
Not doubting it.
I mean, it's not Nobu, but right. It's good. It's solid. Yeah.
But don't go to Nobu. My daughter went there with her friend, and the two girls alone spent like $600.
Oh. Yeah, it's expensive.
Crazy.
It's great, though.
She said, they just kept bringing us food. I said, I bet they did.
Yeah, right.
You guys had sucker written
that
all over
crazy.
You.
Crazy. Yeah.
I think I went in Vegas to Nobu.
Never been.
My wife loves
just heard
it.
Heard about it.
I think they went in
Nobu,
Miami.
The one in Atlantis is so good.
Maybe
sure
that's
is.
Where I went. I don't know.
Did you go there and spend a boatload?
Oh, usually Mooney hooks it up. Puts it on his room.
I think you're right. That's where I went.
When we go to the Nobu, it's right in the casino in Atlantis. And usually it's my family, so 4 of us plus Mooney's family, just 5 or 6 of them.
Oh, that's a big bill.
That's several thousand dollars.
Yeah. And it's everything's overpriced because it's resort fees.
Yeah.
And he just drops it up.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. He just puts it on the room.
Just another murder case.
Well, he usually gets a comp because he's betting $1,500
a
hand.
He's a big whale.
Yeah.
All right, so
I think Rom was just at the Atlantis, but he's moved over to the Baja-Rom.
Baja-Rom, yes.
Is he like that
I guess
one
he goes
now?
To both.
Yeah.
Because he can only play blackjack at Baja Mar.
I feel like you haven't been there yet. to the you haven't to, you haven't, like recently you haven't been to the Bahamas recently, right? It's been a couple years.
It's been a few years.
Are
probably.
You going? Are you going to go back?
No. It was last, not this past December, the December before. So it was 2 Decembers ago.
You did. So you went like 16, 17 months ago.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's a chance I might go in August. So I have the vacation week, and instead of going to LA to visit Kelsey, she's going to plan a trip, and she loves the Atlantis.
I bet it's going to be butt scorching hot in August in the Bahamas.
It is, but it's right on the.
I'd rather do that than go somewhere cold.
Mm, it's right on the Caribbean, so it's, you don't get that.
What is
it
when Tiger holds his event? Because Tom keeps telling me I got to go to that. He went
December
once or twice to
that.
Go to
the Hero.
The Hero.
Rom's favorite golf event.
Nobody there.
Nobody's your hero.
My hero's there playing in the Hero. My golf hero. He's a loser as a person. This is just interesting to me because I have a question, and maybe Cakes will know the answer. So Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott have broken up.
I don't know if I have this answer, but sure, fire away.
She claims, by the way, she just celebrated her 50th birthday, too,
okay.
I think.
Good for her.
That for one of her previous anniversaries, she made him a certain type of ring. Okay. Okay.
I can kind of
you
imagine.
Can imagine.
Yeah,
okay.
I can imagine the ring.
She welded
made
it herself.
Okay. Now I definitely know what sort of ring you're talking about.
So here's
about.
My question. What do those things do?
It's a great
what's
question.
What's the purpose?
I don't
of that?
Know.
Drap, what's the purpose of that?
No idea.
Here's
my guess.
I don't understand that.
Here's my guess. This is just strictly a guess. Help your endurance.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe delayed gratification.
That's the only thing it causes pain or something?
Constricting the blood flow.
Not sure. But you know what?
I don't know.
Can you Bob Goo it?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Tell me what it says. Bob Goo, what is the purpose of that?
I've never Bob Goo'd this before.
Bob Goo.
What is the purpose of that ring that Tori Spelling
says they slow blood flow.
Well, wouldn't that be bad for your... Wouldn't that be like a sad scene then?
No, it's quite the opposite according to this WebMD.
It wouldn't turn it into a wet noodle?
Apparently not.
Oh, all right. So does it have to be sweat?
Says it makes makes them
right.
Yeah, and longer lasting.
Really?
Yeah.
Drab, order a couple of those.
Drab, don't order a couple of those, please.
I always wondered what that deal was all about.
Says they're also known as constriction rings.
Well, just imagine if you have your finger here and you tie a string around it and pull it tight.
Yeah, just
what's going to happen?
Really
red and plump.
Yeah. All right. That can't be good for you.
Can't be.
Can't imagine.
It can't be good for
you. Wow, that's quite an anniversary present.
Boy, how'd she do it herself?
I don't know. She must have looked it up online.
So you know I'm a Jelly Roll guy. I discovered Jelly Roll.
Yes, you did. Like I discovered Bilal Coulibaly. You discovered Jelly Roll.
Yes.
I give you credit.
This guy's doing better than yours.
My guy's young.
My guy's killing it.
My guy's young. You got to let him develop a little bit. Grow into his role.
But
Jelly Roll's been around forever.
He's been around for a long time. But he recently, remember, he's decided he was going to lose a bunch of weight. Mm-hmm. I think he's working with that Gary Brecka dude, and I think he's lost already like 50, 60 pounds. And he said he was going to do a 5K. He did a 5K.
Good for him.
Now, I think he walked it.
That's okay.
Looks like he walked it.
At least he did it.
But he did a 5K with his wife and Bert Kreischer. And
I'm not going to exercise shame the guy. The guy looks like he needs some exercise, and he's out there doing it. Good for him.
Yep. I mean, he still looks enormous. But I think he's on the right path.
I still could not believe the outfit that he wore to a butler's cabin at the Masters. Well, those old codgers must have
What was he wearing?
Was he wearing like a hoodie?
I think he's just wearing like all black.
Yeah.
Kind of like cargo pants and like a short sleeve hoodie.
They've never had a guy with face tattoos in butler's cabin before.
This is Fred Ridley. Who let this vagrant with the face tattoos and the all black on the premises?
Right. So we talked about Kim Kardashian getting booed at the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah.
People can't stop talking about the Tom Brady roast. And I also saw, by the way, there was a whole YouTube podcast where they were throwing out names of people that should be the next roasty or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they're Tiger Woods, his name keeps coming up.
I don't think he'd react to it very well.
I just
well.
Don't think he'd handle it very well.
Yeah, probably
too many
not.
They just have to
jokes.
Sit there.
Yeah, but
they sit there and then they get 5 minutes of written jokes at the end.
But Kim Kardashian went up there and was booed, and apparently Netflix edited out the booing.
Oh, really? They edited out my people?
Nobody likes her.
That's disrespectful.
Those are your people. Remember, I told you when I went to the Johnny Carson show. Or was it Jay Leno?
Jay Leno.
It was Jay Leno.
You get so old. Maybe you do have Alzheimer's. Yeah. You're forgetting your own stories.
No, it was Jay Leno. It was the Tonight Show.
You see the Beatles?
I was there for Carson.
You were there for Carson. I was there at Jay Leno show.
Cakes went to Jack Parr.
They sweetened the whole monologue. That monologue was a dud.
Right. Like laugh tracks.
Very little laughs.
Yeah, laugh tracks.
Yeah, you watched it later that night. It was hilarious.
I think they did that for Carson too, but.
Probably.
People were laughing when Carson was there.
Definitely saw Ed McMahon.
Saw Ed.
Back in the day.
Big old Ed.
I guess there's been a re-release.
Does Mike Maher know Ed McMahon's catchphrase?
No way.
That would start off the Tonight Show for Johnny Carson.
He's never even heard the name Ed McMahon.
Have you ever heard of Ed
two
McMahon?
2 minutes ago.
I feel like I have heard of Ed McMahon. Can I get a hint, though?
The Shining, because it's what... Is it Jack Torrance?
It is Jack Torrance.
Jack
yes.
Torrance says to his wife when he breaks through the door
Here's
with an axe.
Johnny.
There you go.
You got it.
That's impressive.
Yep. But that's the only reason why he got it.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Ed McMahon was paid to do that and just laugh.
Cakes, I think you would, because I would consider you a Swiftie. You've been to Taylor Swift concert?
I think I'm a Swiftie, yeah.
Has he been, or was he
on the outside?
I was on the outside, but I was there. I heard her singing at the Link.
Right.
Yeah.
I was with a bunch of other vagrants, too, that didn't have tickets. They were just loitering around outside the stadium.
Where were you? Just in the parking lot?
I was on the sidewalk.
Did you bring a chair you bring to a soccer game?
Zippy.
You just stood?
Sat on the sidewalk.
He was waiting for his wife and daughter to come out.
I can't believe he did that.
I dropped off my wife and daughter.
Yeah.
Then I went to the casino and I saw flops.
Oh, okay.
For a few hours.
Okay. Now.
All right.
And then.
So he didn't sit out there for the entire concert.
A half hour left.
With about 45 minutes, I sauntered over from the casino to the Link, and she was still into her set. I said, well, I'm just going to pull up a spot on this here sidewalk, plunked myself down, listened to about 7 or 8 bangers, and then
a billion
Swifties came out of the stadium.
All right, because you made it seem like you sat out there for the entire concert.
No,
that would have been crazy.
No, I sat in a casino card room for 2.5 or so of the hours, then made my way.
All right,
do you think Cakes, when he's 80, will still be calling it a casino?
Probably.
Probably.
No, because I'll have forgotten that amazing joke by the time I'm 80.
Yeah. So Swifties apparently are finding the ticket prices are so expensive that what they're doing is they're flying to Europe and going to – it's cheaper, I guess, to go see her in Europe.
Correct. My son.
How much is it in Europe? I mean, you now have to pay for a European vacation.
Sure.
They say you could see – $1,500 to go see your artist in Miami, or you can, for $1,500, buy a concert ticket, a round trip plane ticket, and 3 nights in a hotel room and see her,
My son's girlfriend ahead of
London
her, she bought tickets to one of the Germany shows and also bought tickets to the shows in Miami, sold the Miami tickets for a boatload.
So she made a profit?
Made a profit, and that's free rolling her trip to Germany.
Hey, Draft, we're always looking for scams, and especially you and Valdez. Why don't you just start flipping Taylor Swift tickets?
It's too much work. You can take
have you in. Thought of that?
No. I don't want to be in the Taylor Swift business. I don't like her.
I do it for Morgan Wallen.
You're out of the
Who cares?
Business.
You don't like
Morgan
her.
Wallen.
do you have to like
he
the
doesn't
person?
Like music.
You have to like some new thing.
Some guy that sells medical technology cares about knee
There's
replacement.
A million donks doing it on SeatGeek and everything.
A scalper? You think I want to get in that business?
His son's
Honestly,
girlfriend did it.
I'd rather sell cotton candy.
That sounds like I've done that. Yeah, it's a dirty job. Someone's got to do it. And you can make a lot of money doing it. All especially if you're skimming the top from your boss.
What was your guy?
We've made amends.
What was your hedge fund guy selling a while back? Wasn't he selling tchotchkes or something?
All he sells is tchotchkes.
I don't know. You see people all the time. If you go into Marshall's or Target or something, you see people all the time scanning the price tags and they're trying to find out.
I don't see that.
You've never seen that?
I see.
Drab, you've seen it.
I see a bunch of house brows and Flakes looking for the latest University of Maryland markdown.
Of course I know that. But the fact that your hedge fund manager is going to Goodwill and scanning LA Gear shoes and reselling them for $8 more on Amazon.
Nubby.
It's
nubby.
The funniest thing ever.
You know what? Even though this guy...
Guessing that hedge fund wasn't a huge success.
This guy sucks as an NFL owner. I'd rather David Tepper would be managing my
all
money
I can say
instead of that guy.
Is that guy is now killing it, and his wife's driving around in a fancy Mercedes. Like, they're killing it now. I don't know what they're doing, but they're killing it.
Oh, good for them.
Me.
Guessing he found a new gig.
Why don't you flip the Tay-Tay ticks?
I don't care.
Well, clearly he doesn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know really how to do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I guess you just buy them and then resell them.
He just told you.
Yeah.
Bought tickets, then sold tickets.
Brad, every day is coming up with some scam. I'm dying to talk about the scam he did yesterday. It didn't work, but he didn't want me to.
I mean, he's
always got scams, and I'm telling him something that's practical.
Hey, don't call them scams. They're money-making opportunities.
Buy the concert tickets and flip them.
We say side hustles.
Yeah, side hustles.
All right, side hustle. You're looking for a side hustle.
Well, this isn't a scam or a side hustle.
Good.
Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We're giving away a Wendy's $50 gift card.
Like it.
All right, the weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready no matter the temperature with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right, for just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system and ensure peace of mind today no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. So call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.